Hey guys, I'm Lauren Curtis. I'm a social media influencer with over 7 million followers across my platforms. The Mental Makeover podcast shares relatable, honest, and actionable advice on all things happiness, body image, self-love, relationships, spirituality, and reaching your goals. Hey guys, welcome back. After I recorded my last episode on the law of attraction and how to manifest and what that even means and how it's worked in my life, the feedback was just insane. You guys loved it. It's a really, really highly listened to episode of mine. So I wanted to do a follow-up episode all about the common mistakes that people are making when it comes to the law of attraction. Some books, for example, The Secret, which I did enjoy. It's one of the first things I actually read that kind of got me into the law of attraction. I think it's a little bit too surface level, and I think it kind of contributes to the whole law of attraction being seen as some like woo-woo fad that is just one of the next made-up things that sells books, you know? I think a lot of people don't realize that it goes deeper than just wanting something, thinking about what you want, and pretending that you have that. Like it's deeper than that. It's not just I want $1 million, I'm going to think about having $1 million for a little while, and then in a short amount of time I will be a millionaire. It's not like that, and until people start understanding that, I don't think anyone's going to be properly utilizing it. And when I first started, that's the way I thought of it. I was like, ooh, I want this and I want that. And then you get disheartened because you don't have this or that. And then you don't believe that it's working. So you give up and you go back to your normal ways. That's what I'm trying to avoid with this episode. I'm trying to, like, I guess, guide you along the pathway, the journey towards using this whole thing right and trying to get as much out of it as you possibly can. The first big mistake that people make is expecting that it's going to happen very quickly. That's not to say that some things might not manifest themselves quickly, but as a whole, I think we have this instant gratification mindset where everything happens for us so quickly these days. We have everything at our fingertips. We order something, it comes the next day. We can just do everything so much quicker. The internet's faster, our phones are faster. Social media contributes to it because we see all of these big celebrities or Instagrammers or influencers posting about their like brand new businesses that have made millions of dollars in like a year, and we're thinking, we need that. Like, why can't we have something that creates that much revenue so quickly, or grows so fast, or scales so fast? Or this person just met their partner after, like, you know, 2 months and they're already getting married, and this, like, everything around us seems to be happening so fast, or that's what we're at least shown. So that's what we understand as the standard. That's what we think is what we should be expecting ourselves. And a lot of the time we don't actually see everything. No, actually all the time, pretty much, we don't see what has gone on behind closed doors, behind the scenes, leading up to that moment that you end up seeing on social media, for example. Good things take time, and I hate waiting. Take it from me, the most impatient person on this planet. I love me some instant gratification, and I'm not afraid to admit it, but I know from previous experience, things that come fast leave fast, whether that's like money or relationships or friendships. The faster it comes, it's usually a case of the quicker it goes. And that's why the saying goes, good things take time. Things that have had like foundations built for them and have backstories and history and research that's gone into it. And think about things that are rushed. Fast food. Yeah, it's delicious, but it's really bad for you. Relationships, quick flings. Yeah, they're fun, but they burn out and you're normally left like heartbroken. Friendships, you'll meet someone and then they'll do something to hurt you and you're like, wow, that sucked. But think about the friends that you've known since you were a kid. Like, they are the ones you want to spend your life with. The relationships, the best friends that have turned into boyfriends or girlfriends that have turned into husbands or wives. The same can be said for successful careers. You don't normally see a CEO of a big business that's just come in, plucked off the side of a street, that starts earning like millions of dollars. Like, they've worked their way up for decades through the company or through other companies to gain the experience, the knowledge, the contacts to be able to be fit for that job, to be equipped with everything that they need to be equipped with in order to perform and to be paid that amount of money. Let me give you a personal example. I love giving personal examples because I feel like they resonate a little bit better, probably much easier for you guys to understand. So my whole life, I've been very, very independent. I pride myself on that. I love my own company. Perhaps it's being an introvert. I don't even know what it is, to be honest. I'm really, really content being alone. And so the majority of my life up until, gosh, how old was I? I don't know. I'm 26 now. I've been with Reese for almost 5 years, which is crazy. So yeah, let's say 21. Let's say up until 21, I had dated guys. I had never had a boyfriend. No one had asked me to be their girlfriend. And it was something that I always wanted, but I was okay without. I didn't spend my free time like roaming social media, trolling bars and nightclubs and any single place that a male could be present. If people came into my life, I'd welcome them. If I met someone, I'd welcome it. But I mean, there were a few times where I'd actively go out looking for people. I will say that. This is so embarrassing. But when I was maybe 14, I'd go on MySpace and like look for cute guys and like add them. And then it must have been a time where I was like insecure about not having a boyfriend. But other than that, I've been chilling. Like, it's all good. And there were times where I'd think to myself, ooh, you know, like, how will I actually meet someone? Because if I'm not actively going out of my way to search, like, I kind of keep to myself and I don't go out much. So how will this opportunity present itself? And I think to get to where I am now with Reese took all of the other situations, I like to call them situationships, where it's like, it's not really it's dating, but it's not dating. It's like those flings that you have where one of you were more invested than the other one. Someone gets upset, then you move on. Then it's nothing serious. Then I had that guy that I dated before Reese for like a month, which was just an absolute fling. And I thought it was way more than what it was. And so that broke my heart. And I feel like all of these different situations or different experiences with different people, each one of those taught me so much. Yeah, it may have hurt a lot. And in the moment, I didn't understand. But looking back, I was like, looking back now, so far past all of that, I think if I hadn't have gone through all of that, there's no way in the world I would have ever appreciated Reese for all that he is. Because each time I dated one of those guys, I learned something about myself and what I wanted from a relationship. Whether it was someone who was happy to stay home and spend time doing chilled things and doesn't always need to be out socializing and partying, or someone that likes to be open about spirituality and things like that, or someone who just like little things that I never really thought about before, after meeting these people came to the surface and I actually realized, like, no, this is really important to me. And from that experience, I've learned that I do need this, but I definitely don't need that, or vice versa. And then by the time it came to meeting Reese, I had this clear list of things that were important to me and things that weren't. And I didn't focus on things that weren't important to me, obviously. I just focused on things that were important. And he comes along and he's literally like 9.5 out of 10, ticking off every single one of those boxes. And that 0.5 is probably something that wasn't even important anyway, that I am like not even thinking twice about now. I do have that list somewhere, actually. I should bring it up one day. But my point is with this story is that I could have, for all of these years that I was single and, like, you know, dating and whatever, I could have kept on thinking, and I'm sure sometimes I did, I'm not going to lie, I'm sure sometimes I did, thinking like, wow, I just want a long-term serious boyfriend. I don't want these flings. Maybe this isn't meant for me. Maybe I should just give up. Maybe I should lower my standards. Maybe I should accept less than what I feel like I deserve and finally get a boyfriend. Like that's the short-term goal. That's the quick fix. That's the easy solution to my so-called problem. Or now that I'm looking back, it's a case of I got exactly what I always wanted, but it took a little bit longer than I would have expected. And there are a few detours that in the moment seemed like they were detours pushing me off a track that I thought I wanted to be on, that was right for me, making me think like, okay, maybe I should change my goals because I'm being pushed off course. No, in hindsight, looking back, it's like those were detours that were teaching me things along the way that I needed to know in order to get to where I ultimately wanted to be. As I said at the start, good things take time, and it's very easy for us to get swamped under our current circumstances and what's going on around us and our current struggles and think this is all that is going for me right now. This is all I have going for me. Like, I am struggling mentally. I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have the job that I want. I'm not earning enough money. Like, it's so easy to get swamped underneath that and think that, okay, so I'm doing this law of attraction stuff and I'm trying to manifest money and relationships and happiness and joy and wealth and success, but nothing's changing. Like, this doesn't work. It's been a month or 2 months or 3 months or 4 months, but it does work. Like, what am I doing wrong? The thing is that most people don't realize how much is actually going on outside of your current reality. And I don't know what you want to call it. If you're religious, it's might be like a god. If you're like me, I don't even know what I am, but I think of it as the universe. Like, all of this stuff is shifting that you can't see. You can't see all the little coincidences that are lining up, that are setting you up to learn something or to get closer to your goal or to be basically just like pushing you that little bit forward each time. You don't see that, and you don't even know how much that has already happened that seems like nothing or not significant enough for you to even realize that's actually happened that is getting you that little bit closer. So I get it. It's really easy to like look around you and think nothing's changed. This is pointless. I'm bored. I want it now. But who knows how far you've actually come since you first started putting these thoughts out there? Who knows how close you are to the next learning curve or to the next exciting opportunity or to the next funny little coincidental situation or all these little things that might be happening that you're not even conscious of. You're not even putting the little pieces together. You've just got to hang in there. Have faith. Some things will take longer than others. It's okay. But as long as you truly want what you're focusing on, it'll be worth the wait. The next mistake that people make is attaching themselves to one outcome. And this is a big one. People think, okay, I want a boyfriend, so I need to go out to bars and spend time socializing on the weekend, even though that's not something that I actually enjoy. I need to go to nightclubs. I need to join a dating website. I need to do this, because that's how you meet someone. But how many times have you spoken to someone and they say, you know, I met them when I wasn't looking. I met my partner when I wasn't looking. It's been true for me. Every single time I've met someone serious, it's always been unexpectedly. It's never been when I've been looking for them. I don't know what it is about that. It's like the universe can sense like desperation or something. And it's like, nope, you're not ready for this. You're still focusing on needing someone. Like, none of us need anyone. We are good enough. We are enough within ourselves. We just need to focus on loving ourselves and nourishing ourselves enough so that we actually believe that. Because as soon as you've got yourself sorted, that's when it's time to bring someone else into your life. Anyway, that has nothing to do with my current point. Dating episode coming right at you. Anyway, a lot of people focus on one outcome, the hows. The Mike Dooley book that I have spoken about before, Manifesting Change, he calls them the cursed hows. How it's going to happen, how I'm going to achieve this, how it's going to manifest itself in my life, how. That's none of your business. That's none of my business. That is not the focus. That is not what you need to be focusing on. That's not like, yeah, an important detail. It seems like it is, but that's just like social conditioning. If you want a well-paying job, you need to go to college or you need to go to university and you need to study for 3 years and then you can get a good job. Like, no. As we all know, that's not the case anymore, but it's society telling us that we need to do this, this, and this, because in the past, that's been true and it's worked. So we think that because we, when we take action steps and plan out every single step along the way and plan out how we're going to achieve every single thing that we want to achieve, that's how we're going to achieve it, because that makes like logical sense, right? And it does make logical sense, but it's not how this works. Instead of visualizing what you have to do to get to where you want to go, and instead of planning and thinking about all of the steps in between A and C, rule out B and focus on C. Focus on the emotions that you feel when you're thinking about this particular goal that you have. Like, focus on how that looks. Visualize how that looks. If it's a partner, visualize spending time with the person that you love and doing all the things that you want to do with someone that you want to spend your life with, and visualize and think about how that makes you feel. If you want to be successful and wealthy, visualize your, I don't know, house on the beach, your nice car, whatever that looks like for you. Visualize that. Visualize the end result. Focus on the end result. That's a really key thing to remember. Focus on the end result, not on how you're going to get to the end result, because that's none of your business. That is not your job to figure out. You will never be able to. I mean, I've always wanted, ever since I was a kid, and I spoke about this. Did I speak about this in my last episode about law of attraction? Oh, I need to breathe more. I always wanted success from a very young age. Like, I would watch Oprah on TV after school and see her interviewing these successful people that had beautiful houses, and I was like, wow, I want this for myself. And I was like, probably like preteen. I was young and I didn't come from that, so it's not like I was used to that. It just for some reason really appealed to me. Perhaps it's because I'm a Capricorn and we're very business-minded, business savvy. But that's what I always wanted. It's something that I always visualized, I always dreamed about. I always looked up photos on Google. I printed them out when I was super, super young. And I mean, if you had asked me how would I get to that point back then, I would have thought, you know, I would have had to study something and become really smart and successful. But because I was so young, I didn't think about that. I wasn't mature enough to know that big goals like that take big steps and big actions and big changes and big opportunities. I was just young, so I just wanted a big, nice house and to be successful. Like, it was a naive, blissful ignorance. So looking back, here I am, where I always wanted to be, and the route, the path that got me there, as if I would have ever thought that would have been my route. Like, come on. I mean, I started YouTube in 2011. It was unheard of, at least in Australia, to make a living out of filming yourself put on makeup in your bedroom. When I started getting really big on YouTube, no brands in Australia wanted to work with me or Chloe Morelli. Obviously, you guys all know her, because yes, we were really successful, but like, all these brands were spending money in magazines and TV, and no one wanted to risk their money on these two girls from Australia that film YouTube videos. And it's like, now that's where all the money goes. YouTubers, influencers, like, it's the real deal. But back then when I started, it wasn't a possibility. And so I never would have thought that I would have gotten to my dream point the way that I did. And if I had focused on how I would have gotten there or how I would get there, I probably never would have gotten there, because I get swamped thinking that I need to do all of these things that I know I didn't actually want to do. They didn't feel right. They didn't make me happy. And so I would have burnt out at square one because, yeah, I am the kind of person that follows my heart and is led by emotion. And so if something doesn't feel right for me, I don't pursue it. And so I would have never gotten to where I am now. So that is just a reminder to stay focused on the end result and not on the journey there. Obviously, you do have to take steps towards the general direction of your dreams and your goals. You can't expect to get anywhere if you're sitting in your house doing absolutely nothing every single day. Like, you might get little nudges, you might have little opportunities present themselves, or you might meet someone, or you might, like, you just, I don't know, you might get an email, you might see something on TV, you might, it's just like this little whisper, this little nudge. And the more you follow those things and the more you follow your intuition and like your gut feelings and your gut instincts, that's when you know you're on the right path. You've got to take some steps. If you want to start a successful business or become wealthy, you can't just, sit at home on the couch all day watching TV. Like, you need to think, what makes me happy? What do I enjoy? And then that's that first seed planted. And then you might, a couple of weeks later, see an opportunity for that job that you are really interested in, or a course on how to make money or start a business. Like, you just, this is what I'm saying. Everything unfolds step by step as it's meant to. It's like driving a car. Your lights, your headlights only illuminate the first few meters in front of you, not the whole way. But it doesn't mean that you don't drive your car because you can't see the whole way to your destination. You just trust that that's all you need. Those first few meters illuminated, that's all you need, okay? I very, very, very briefly touched on this earlier, but the last thing you don't want to do is act out of desperation, because that sends messages to the universe or to God or whatever it is that you believe in that you don't have what you want. It's not saying, I want to be a millionaire because I'm broke, or because I have nothing, because I'm struggling to make ends meet. I want to find a husband because I'm lonely, because I need someone in my life, because I am sad. It's like, I want to be a millionaire for financial freedom because I want to be able to support my family. I want to travel because I feel like I deserve that, because I'm a money magnet, my friends. I know it sounds so cliche, but yeah, because I'm a money magnet. Like, you just, all these little affirmations that you say to yourself, eventually, after a while, it becomes easier to believe. And even if it's so far removed from your current reality and your current circumstances, it doesn't cost you anything to say it and to try and believe it as much as you can. It's like, I want a partner or a husband or a wife because I know that it would make my life even better. It would complement my life. They would make my life even more full, and we could do these things together, and I have a lot to offer, and I would make a great partner, and I am in love with myself. I love myself, and I want to share that love with somebody else. Like, it's coming from a place of enoughness, like sufficiency, adequacy. You have enough. You want something to complement what you already have. You're not trying to fill a void by aiming for those goals that you have. Like, those goals are not there to fill a void. They are to complement what you already have going for you. And just to wrap that up and reiterate, I think I kind of touched on this, but I want to, summarize it a little bit more concisely. When you're setting your goals, it shouldn't be incorporating hows or like the finer details. It's not, I want a red Ferrari, a bad example, but red Ferrari in 3 years. Because, I mean, hey, it's surely possible, but for me, I keep my goals broader because I don't know if that's going to actually make me happy. That's like, it's too particular. I like to think I want to be successful. I want to make a lot of money. I think that sometimes money, especially with women, is like a dirty thing. I love money. Who doesn't love money? You don't have to be shy about wanting to earn a lot of money. I think it's fabulous. Like, it gives you financial freedom. It changes your life. So I want lots of it. I want lots of it. But I'm not going to say I want $1 million in 3 months. I just say I'm a money magnet. I attract wealth. I'm successful. I own successful businesses, whatever. And then that will figure itself out. I mean, there's no like real harm in saying I want to make $1 million in a year, because a lot of people still do that and still achieve that. But I like to manage my expectations, and sometimes you might make a little bit less than that or a little bit more than that, but it still balances out and figures itself out somewhere along the line. Like, if you don't make that $1 million in the first year, maybe you'll make $10 million in the space of 5 years, which is way more than you would have ever hoped for, but you still feel like you failed because you didn't get it within 1 year. Does that make sense? I don't know if that made sense, but I try to keep it broad. I still say, like, my ultimate goal is like a house on the beach. I want a house on the beach. That's something that is more specific, but it's not like I want a house in this suburb of this square footage. I just want a house on the beach. I'm cool with whatever house. I just want a nice house on the beach. It's not being too specific. It's knowing what you want, but not like being hung up on every single little detail about what you want. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but my laptop is like severely overheating. It overheats from the moment I start recording. I need to get a new one or figure it out or sort it out, but I hope it's not too annoying. I can't actually tell whether or not it is coming through on the other end. I'm sure it is, but hopefully it's not too much of a nuisance. But yes, thank you for listening to this second installment. I do plan very, very soon on starting to interview other people. I've got a few people lined up that I'd love to talk to. It's just a matter of figuring out schedules and how it all works and that kind of thing. But I don't plan on just doing these chatty, like, you and I ones forever. I do have a lot in the pipeline. It's just, yeah, stay tuned for that. I just wanted to give you a heads up, because I did ask you guys recently if you'd like to have guests on my podcast, and a lot of people said yes. So it's coming. Stay tuned. Thanks for even listening in so far. If you did enjoy this episode, please leave a rating and a review, and subscribe if you haven't already. Thank you so much. Already got like hundreds of thousands of listens. It's absolutely mind-blowing. I've only been doing this for a couple of months. I appreciate the support so much. You guys rock my socks. Thank you. I will speak to you all next week. Bye, everyone.